Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, and Hummel's Wharf. Our play-by-play call today, a slice of women's basketball history last night in Palo Alto.
Here's Hannah Jump, three-point specialist. And there is Sabrina Ionescu with the rebound. Where Sabrina Ionescu puts together a triple-double performance and becomes the first player in Division I history with 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, and 1,000 assists in what has been an emotional roller coaster of a day here in California, her home state.
Her 26th triple-double of the year. Sabrina did speak at Kobe Bryant's remembrance at Staples Center earlier in the day, then went to Palo Alto, played the game, and played well like she usually does. And Oregon won. She gave a very powerful speech, by the way, at the memorial service yesterday. Poised, intelligent. And then went out and played a poised and intelligent game against Stanford last night. 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, 1,000 assists. Incredible. Now to the story I ended the hour with. Also killed in that crash were John Altobelli, his wife Carrie, younger daughter Alyssa. Turns out that one of Kobe Bryant's final acts, it was revealed on Monday, was helping out Altobelli's other daughter, 16-year-old Alexis. Lakers general manager Rob Pelinka was among those to make a speech at yesterday's service. Pelinka noted that he received a text from Kobe while Kobe was on the helicopter the morning of the fatal crash. In the message, Kobe asked Pelinka, himself a former agent, to reach out to baseball agent Scott Boris about an internship for Alexis. Kobe wanted to serve as a character reference for her. Well, Scott Boris, who went to the same Catholic church in Newport Beach that Kobe did, honored Bryant's wishes and created an internship for Alexis that will allow her to experience various aspects of his agency, according to Dylan Hernandez with the LA Times. Boris has been in contact with her older brother, JJ. Now, JJ's in baseball. He's a scout for the Red Sox. And he is going to create a position for Alexis, who will be able to rotate through the company's various departments, including marketing, baseball operations, sports science, and office administration. Alexis and her older brother, JJ, will tour the Southern California-based Boris Corporation office and discuss how Alexis could gain experience by working for him. So that came up at the public memorial service yesterday at Staples. There was already a public memorial at Angel Stadium earlier in the month for the Altobellis. So again, Alexis, Altobelli will intern with in Scott Boris's company. JJ, of course, continues to serve as a scout for the Red Sox. I told you the John Altobelli story about managing in the Cape Cod League. Remember that story I told you about your guy?
Yes, of course.
Yes. He managed the Brewster Whitecaps, which is on the bay side of Cape Cod. So he's managing the Cape Cod League. And they went to Chatham and they just got blasted. I mean, just got blasted. And so a couple days later, they lost another game. A couple days later, Chatham then goes to play Brewster. And I can't remember the name of the Chatham manager at the time. He goes up to Altobelli and he says, You know, they're out there. It's batting practice. And he says, "Hey, John, you okay? You hanging in there?" He goes, "Oh, I'm doing great." Right? And all of a sudden, you're whack, whack, whack. He says, "In fact, with every single swing of that guy's bat, I'm feeling better by the second." The guy that just signed with Brewster, that Brewster had, they just acquired him, was Aaron Judge. It's amazing how you get Aaron Judge, and suddenly you just feel like the losing streak's over. That's your guy.
There you go.
Who, by the way, is a good defensive player, too.
Oh, yeah. That really shined last year in particular.
He's just a very good defensive player. He breaks on the ball well. He sees it well. Takes a really good angle. So there you go. So just touching on that for a few moments. And of course, your guy Luis Severino out for the year. Your guy. That's your guy.
Yeah, brutal. But this is why the Yankees signed Gerrit Cole. But still it's still a big blow.
They would have signed him if Severino was healthy or not.
True, but
they were going to sign him. Let's see. Nick Saban held a team meeting at 3:00 today, but would not allow Scott Cochran, the former strength and conditioning coach, to say goodbye to the team. He's been with the program since 2007. Meanwhile, at Georgia, they think this is the greatest move since Herschel Walker signed. Wow. The SEC is really like a soap opera. By the way, did you see also Jim Harbaugh? For the last 3 years, they've taken three of their spring practices, moved them to a different time frame, and have gone overseas. They've gone to Italy, France, and South Africa. Because of the coronavirus, they decided they are not going to be taking a foreign tour this year. They made that announcement, I think it was last night they made the announcement. Ryan Day gets a 3-year contract extension and an increase in salary after his 13-1 season at Ohio State. So he gets a 3-year contract. You know, the 3-year contract extension, of course, is for recruiting purposes. The more money he gets is for him. Contract now runs through the 2026 season. He made a salary of $4.5 million plus bonuses in 19. He will now be paid $6 million for the 2021 season, $6.5 million for 21, $7.6 million in 22. His salary for 23, 24, 25, and 26, quote, will be decided later. Dabo Swinney is the highest paid coach at $9.2 million. And if you're wondering if James Franklin has signed his contract, as of 2 weeks ago, the answer was still no. Now, he may have signed it over the 2 weeks, but they haven't. He may have, but they haven't. They haven't said he did. So, since they haven't said he did, then we'll say he hasn't. I mean, I'll see him tomorrow, but I'm not going to ask him. It's none of my business. It's, you know, that's why I always tell the story about, remember the Patriot News was going after, they're trying to get salary. So essentially what they did was they used, "We want Joe Paterno's salary." And by getting that, it would then open the door for them to get other salaries. That was really the purpose behind it, you know. So, of course, you know, people were curious, how much money did Joe make and the whole deal. And I remember I went down to Camp Hill to speak, and it was August before whatever season it was. And I was asked about Joe's salary, because it wasn't out yet. You know, I they had to go to court, I think, to get this, if I recall correctly. And I said, no offense. I said, I really don't care what Joe makes. Right? I mean, I want him to do well because I consider him a friend. I want all my friends to do well. And they said, well, how could you not be curious about his salary? And I said, I don't care what Joe makes. I care what I make. I said, what I make pays my bills. What Joe makes doesn't pay my bills. I said, I care about what I make. Now, at that point, I kind of felt like I sounded like the suit. I really don't care about you people. That's a direct quote from the staff meeting.
I will say this, though. I do bet you that they will not announce James Franklin's contract extension being signed until around spring ball.
Well, I mean, they're going to put it up online, his contract, or at least the basics of it. That's part of the you know, the transparency part of it. They put certain contracts online. Obviously, people are curious about it. I mean, I understand the curiosity of it. But like stuff like that I've never been curious about. I mean, to me, when he agreed to it, I mean, I told him flat out, I said, I'm thrilled for you because I consider you a friend, so I'm thrilled for you. I said, you know what I mean? In other words, to me, it was personal. Like, I'm glad that somebody I consider to be a friend is A, staying, because I think he's the best thing going, and B, that he's happy with it. If he wasn't happy with it, he wouldn't agree to it. Well, that's good for him, his family, the whole thing. See, that's what I care about. Like, what the number is, the number's the number. Like I said, with Joe's thing, I was like, no offense, but I care what I make. What I make, like, pays my bills, pays my mortgage. Yeah. I mean, the suit made the same thing to us. He said, look, it pays my mortgage, pays my Lamborghini, it pays, you know. I thought, we all kind of went, Lamborghini? Wait, what's going on here? But when you win awards, you get big cars. He just doesn't drive it to work, Matt, so don't look in the parking lot.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't confirm that he drives the Lamborghini, but maybe that's the reason why.
He just doesn't drive it to work. It's like you get behind these people, and they used to have this bumper sticker, and they'd be driving a Pinto or something like that. Like, I left my Mercedes at home.
Even our friend Tom Morgan over at KX... He has a Mustang, and he brings it every once in a while to the station. And he's car crazy.
But Tom is not pretentious. Okay? Tom's just, you know, he's just like one of the guys. You know, Captain Management, you know. I mean, we had to set up, he's got his own bathroom now.
This is true.
I get concerned about that stuff. All right. Great to have you with us on the show today. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
The stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation support enhancing the evangelical experience. Here's what Evangelical Community Hospital means to some of our neighbors.
My name is Chris Pfeiffer, campaign committee member and local business owner. My experience with Evangelical started 17 years ago. Had to spend some time in the hospital. Throughout my experience, I spent almost a year and a half in the IV infusion department. Just made my experience there so much nicer. The ladies were awesome. And now with the new campaign, the idea to have personalized rooms is just phenomenal, in my opinion. I think the healing process and also the privacy, pretty much personal, 100% patient satisfaction, which is paramount.
Join us in supporting this campaign that will give every patient a private room. Visit evanhospital.com.
Says Dr. Jenkins ought to be your dentist? Your friends and neighbors who go to Dr. Jenkins.
I was at a restaurant and I was eating and I bit into something and my two front teeth broke off. And one of my good friends was sitting there at the table with me and she suggested that I come to Dr. Jenkins because he does such a very nice job. She just talked so highly of him. She did. I had heard a lot about Dr. Jenkins' office and the staff. I truly had. You know, I wanted to make sure that what I did have done was done correctly, and that's how I got here. He showed me exactly what he would do and also gave me a price. There were not any surprises. One of the things that has impressed me is that the appointments that I need have easily been worked around my schedule, which is a comfort to me. I'm very pleased with what has been done so far. I'm getting the best care possible. Now, how could you not be impressed by somebody like that?
Dr. Carl Jenkins in Watsontown. Visit us at smilesbyjenkins.com.
Nottingham Village is the premier provider of senior living services in the central Susquehanna Valley.
Feeling like a change? Want to make your life simpler? Try the many floor plan choices and pricing options at Nottingham Village. We're a community of friends with activities and field trips. Our continuing care program wins People's Choice Awards yearly. Call me, Judy Carr. I'd be glad to help.
Nottingham Village Senior Living Community, 60 Knights Road, Northumberland. Visit online at nottinghamvillage.org.
Chad, we need to be serious. I want to talk about building our team.
Oh, wait, like a basketball team? I could hit a three-pointer.
No, Chad, I'm talking about the Coldwell Banker Penn 1 team. We are growing and expanding, and we need current active agents as well as brand new agents to join us.
Oh, I get it. How do I sign up?
You can stick with your day job, Chad, but anyone else who would be interested in joining our winning team can contact me, Lisa Barrick, at ColdwellBankerPenn1.com.
Fantastic. When do I get my jersey? I'm a medium.
No jerseys, Chad.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we'll give you this barbershop quartet who'll sing the name of the perfect hire.
Vince Lundy.
Vince Lundy.
Vince Lundy.
Vince Lundy.
Okay, there's no quartet. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Susie, at the holiday party, the suit air drumming to this. A lot of people left the room. It was really... Okay. There you go. That's my phone ringing. Wonder who it is. It stopped. See, just the mere threat I may pick it up stopped. Let's see. Let's check out those baseball scores again, because the Phillies split their squad today, and a lot of people are really interested in how spring training baseball went today in February. I mean, there are like people that look at, you see, we were 22-10 in spring. I was like, okay, yeah, sure you were. Great. Iowa plays Michigan State tonight, by the way, in college basketball. That'll be interesting. Game's at Breslin tonight. Let's see. The Orioles lost, so they're in midseason form, 12-4. The Phillies just beat the Pirates 6-2. But what was the other one here? They were playing the Blue Jays, right? Ding, 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 ding. Where's that Blue Jays score?
Correct. Blue Jays went 13-6.
Oh, no. Got out hit 16-6. That season's over. My day is ruined.
Blue Jays now a perfect 3-0 in spring training.
You know, honest to goodness, I mean, I think they ought to shut it down now. Haseley 1-for-2, Realmuto 2-for-3, Harper 0-for-1, Hoskins 0-for-2, Jay Bruce 0-for-3, Harrison 0-for-2 with a run scored, Logan Forsythe 0-for-1. Ah, Mickey Moniak played.
Yeah, he's been getting some time. He had a hit the other night against, I think it was the Pirates at Clearwater the other day.
He went 1-for-2. Huh. It's just a reminder he's still playing. Mickey Moniak, huh? Let's see, what has he done in wins in his career? I think he made the Eastern League All-Star game, didn't he, last year? I believe he did. Huh. What is he? He's 20. He's only 21. Well, he'll turn 22, though, in May. Hmm. Former first overall pick. And I don't know. I see teams spending first overall picks on high school guys, and I just don't feel like it pans out often enough to be really let's see. Mickey Moniak still confident despite decline in Philly's prospect rankings. Okay. Well, where's he ranked now? And who ranked him? Did the Phillies rank him? Phillies prospect rankings. Where is he now? Let's see here. $6.1 million signing bonus before he graduated from high school. He's among the top 100 prospects in the game. Okay in the low minors. Let's see what else we got here. Let's see. Moniak is now labeled a potential fourth outfielder by many professional scouts. Huh. Let's see. First overall, let's see. Steve Chillicott, Brian Taylor, and Mark Appel are the only first-round picks that really haven't made it. So Moniak right now is in that mode. He is number 17 in Baseball America's top 100 before the 2017 season. He fell out of the top 100 the next year, hitting .236. He was the Phillies' number 2 prospect, and then is now the number 9 prospect in the Phillies. The last 3 Phillies first-round picks are all college selections, and all of them are ahead of him now. Adam Haseley, of course, is up with them. We had Adam on the show. Alec Bohm out of Wichita State, 3rd overall. He's now the number 2 prospect. And shortstop Bryson Stott, whom we had on the show last year, is the 3rd best prospect. That's Moniak's problem. He's never been on the show. If he'd been on the show, he'd be up higher. Look at Haseley and Stott.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We were talking about Mickey Moniak before, and then Alec Bohm. Again, this is college player versus high school player. And so the college player, and he starts out at Williamsport, Bohm did, Moniak never went through Williamsport. They're not that far off in age, by the way. Bohm's 23. And Moniak's going to turn 22 in May. So we talked about what Moniak's done. Now let's look at last year. Now, when Bohm got to Williamsport, obviously I did several games where he played. And I was like, yeah, I'm okay. Well, I could see the size. I could see the power, even though he didn't hit any home runs. The one thing I'll tell you what I didn't like about him is I just felt like at 6'5", he had to do a better job of... He didn't have great range at third. Now, I've noticed they played him some at first and some at third now as he's moved up. I just don't think he has great range at third, but he could be pretty good at first base. But at least he can play both spots. So, Bohm, you know, they send him to the Gulf Coast League for a little bit. Last year, he played in the Florida League, the Sally League, and in the Eastern League with Redding. Bohm last year had 21 home runs. He drove in 80. He had 305 last year. He had 30 doubles, 4 triples. And at AA Redding, he had 14 of those 21 home runs. And he played half of his games in Redding. Of the 125, he played 63 of them there. He had 14 of his 21 home runs there. He drove in 42 of his 80 runs there. He had 11 doubles and a triple. So he had 269 at Redding. That's fine. He had 305 for the year. Then they sent him to the Arizona League, to the Fall Instructional League. He had 361 there with 2 more home runs. Meanwhile, Moniak went to the Arizona Instruction League. He had 186. So they were teammates last year. And Moniak's numbers weren't bad. He had 256, so that's lower than Bohm. Now, remember, Bohm had 305 for the year, but hit 265 in Redding. Moniak hit 252 last year. And he had 11 home runs, not bad. That was in 119 games. 67 knocked in, okay. But he had 28 doubles, which is really good, and he had 13 triples, which is awesome. And he was 15 for 18 in stolen bases. But as of right now, Bohm can drive the ball. That means that his path is up, and right now he's the number 3 prospect. Moniak's now the number 9 prospect in the Phillies organization. Yeah, here's the problem. If you're not going to be a power hitter, which he isn't, he's played 402 minor league games. I mean, some parks are configured different than others, and ball may not carry as well in some places. But he's only hit 22 home runs in the 1,540 minor league at-bats he's had. Only 22 home runs. He's got 89 doubles, and he's got 26 triples. That's really good. The 22 home runs, though, in today's game, okay, he's got, you know, that's... And, of course, you have the label of being the first overall pick. So everybody, of course, is looking at you. And the $6.1 million. So I think that, you know, when you look at, again, it's interesting how the 3 straight college prospects that they've drafted in the first round, one's in the majors, the other 2 are the 2 and 3 prospects in the entire organization. Interesting. How you doing today, Rob? Great to have you with us.
Hey, hi, Steve. How are you?
Doing well. How are you today?
I'm good. I just wanted to comment on the Phillies' top prospects, and I have to say one of the reasons that they're the top prospects is that they all lived with me the summer they were in Williamsport.
See, and again, who didn't? Moniak. Okay?
Moniak
Stop.
Did not. Alex
Stop.
Did.
Stott was on
Spencer
the show.
Howard
did. Okay, Stott
did.
Yep, Stott was on our show. Haseley was on our show. Okay.
Okay. Well, Haseley didn't live with me, right. But Spencer Howard did, who's, I think, their number 1 prospect right now.
Yeah.
And see, Alec Boehm did.
See, and, that's what it comes down to, Rob. Okay, they either lived with you or they did the show. Moniak's blown us both off. He gets nothing.
He could come stay with me for a couple of weeks and do your show, and you know he'll be fine.
I think that he has to understand what's the path.
Exactly.
The path is Rob and Steve. Hey,
there
everything else falls into place after that.
There you go.
They probably were on a personal note. They probably were great young men to have around.
All of them were.
You wouldn't have them if they weren't.
No, they're all tremendous guys, and I've been fortunate enough to remain in contact with them, and I hope to see them next month. I'm going to Florida for spring training.
Oh, that's great. It's an adjustment for these guys, though, Rob. For these guys, when they're going to Williamsport, for each one of them, it's their first professional experience, and they're away from their natural. Yeah.
Spencer Howard is from California. Alec Boehm, he was in Wichita one day, and the next day he was in Philadelphia, and the next day he was in Williamsport. So that, I think, it was a very big adjustment for him.
Yeah.
And Bryson Stott, on the other hand, seemed to adjust pretty well, although he's from out west, too. So
he's from Las Vegas.
Coming to Williamsport is a bit of an adjustment.
Stott's from Vegas, okay?
Yeah.
No offense. Vegas to Williamsport is an adjustment, with all due respect.
No, you're absolutely right. But they all adjusted very well.
That's great.
By their performance up to this point.
Yeah, they sure have. And again, that's where they are. I think it's interesting that the last three were college picks. Moniak's a high school pick. I just think that little added time does not hurt you.
I totally agree, and a year or two older, doesn't seem to hurt them a bit.
No. Well, we're gonna find out, Rob, here by September 15th about where everything stands with Williamsport and State College. So we're
all good. Yeah, we will. We will do that.
Yeah, we will do that, and we'll just keep hope that smarter heads prevail.
I certainly hope so.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay.
Hey, enjoy Florida, Rob.
Thanks, Steve. Hopefully I'll see you tomorrow night at Penn State.
Hey, I look forward to it. Thanks, Rob.
All right, take care.
Rob joining us from Montoursville. Yeah, and that's something else that's great about minor league baseball is that they find homes for these people, host families. And host families, they make the adjustment easier for people who are in spots they've never been in before. I think Boehm's out of Omaha, and then he went to Wichita State. And then he's in Williamsport. Bryson Stott was in Las Vegas. I remember Stott's mom made several trips in last year to watch him play. Then his dad finally came in to watch him play. Haisley's made a few games up in Williamsport, and they were there the day Adam hit his first professional home run. And it was really cool that there was a young person that got the Haisley ball, and he gave it to Adam, who then in turn gave it to his dad. That's kind of neat. It's a great story. That was really nice of Suit Light to do that because his father was screaming, "No, we're keeping it! Memorabilia!" We all know who that father is. Oh, my goodness. It's our guy. He's our guy, right?
He is.
Yeah. Please tell him we have other guys. All right. Ooh, wow. Iger to step down as Disney CEO. It's a big blow for you.
That is a big blow. Oh, my.
Effective immediately. Says here, citing one obsessed fan who's... No, who might that be?
Much as I love Disney, I'm good with sticking with what I'm doing. Someone else can take the reins there.
This guy, I mean, who knows? This new person may come in and change the whole park. Tear down the Magic Kingdom. No more Epcot.
I mean, well, then we may have a problem, but hopefully that won't happen.
I mean, you never know. I mean, and your guy Iger's now out. Done. Something tells me he didn't walk out with just a box.
I would say no.
There's all my stuff in a box. Iger will remain executive chairman of Disney through the end of 2021. Wow. Shares of Disney fell 2.5% in hours. Wow. That's okay. Stocks fell 2.5. Actually fell, what, 3% today, right? Yeah. See, I follow what's going on in the world. You know, I can sit here and do a Wendy's versus Chick-fil-A debate, and I can tell you about the Disney stock and the stock market, as well as Mickey Moniak. I mean, this show really gives it all. A lot of give and take on this show. Most of it's given. All right, so one of your favorite things, the Combine, is going on right now. And the Combine is going to kick into gear 2 days from now, where you get to watch one guy after another do a 40-yard dash. But I ask you, why is it more intriguing when Rich Eisen does a 40-yard dash as opposed to a potential sixth-round pick? Why?
I guess it's because it's for charity, but I'm still more interested in the sixth-round pick than Rich Eisen, to be honest with you.
Eisen's out there helping kids.
Oh, it's a great thing, and I plan to maybe get some of that audio for the show later this week or next week.
Sixth-round pick's out there helping himself.
You never know. He could be helping that family of his.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, what's the other part you like? You like watching them do, like, jump?
I actually like the vertical jump.
The vertical?
Yeah.
Okay, now let me give you one that's worthless. Offensive lineman doing the vertical jump. Why?
I guess only to test that guy's athleticism, but...
Why? Okay.
But you're right. A defensive lineman would probably be more prominent, too, because he's a guy that you're looking for to knock a pass down or whatever. I get that.
Yeah, you know, arms up in the air. Yeah, I mean, do I need to watch an offensive lineman do a vertical? Don't care. Okay. Let's think about, when does that skill come into play in a game? I vote never. But we're going to make them do it anyway.
I like the broad jump, too.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's a great competition.
Actually, I like that a little bit better than the vertical, just because you just love to see how much animals guys are. Like Byron Jones a few years ago for the Cowboys, when he jumped like 12'3 or whatever it was, 12 foot 3 inches.
Yeah, well,
it was something ridiculous like that. It's just kind of fun to see that.
But let's for a moment think about, during the course of a game, how many times do you see a player do a broad jump in a game?
I know, but it's just fun.
Oh, I like never. In fact, if one tries it in the game, they are put back in the game. So I never see anybody do a broad jump in a game. Why do I need to see it at the Combine? You know what's really great about once Pro Day is over with? You know what the players all get to do when Pro Day is over with? They actually get to go back to playing football. They don't play football when they're getting ready for the Combine or Pro Day, because they're all trying to get ready for the Combine or Pro Day, which are not football-related items. Now, there are certain things. That, okay, 40-yard dash, I get it. Straight line speed, I got it. Cone drills, shuttle drills, yeah. I'm fine with all that. I always love when you hear, oh boy, I went to X's Pro Day. And boy, X threw the ball beautifully. So let's see now. There was no rush. nobody covering, and he threw the ball well. Okay. Normally, part of my deal is, how does one react when 11 people consumed with hate are trying to get you? All right, we'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. So is 353,000 Marriott points good?
Yeah, I think so. Not bad.
Wow. Well, I just saw my lifetime status. Well, I've spent almost a year at Marriott's. It's like, wow.
How many points a year do you think you get between hotel and airline? Give or take.
I get none on airline.
Oh, you don't? Oh, I guess no. You fly with the team. That's right. Yeah.
I'm on charters.
Right.
Believe me, if you gave me a choice between points on airline or charters, I would take the charter every time. It is point A to point B. Well, sort of. We've had to stop in South Bend a couple times to refuel
this year.
South
Bend apparently is the main charter destination.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I was thinking about this. I think we have to stop there Friday. So it'd be three times in South Bend, one game at Purdue, one game at Indiana, then you go to the Big Ten tournament. I will have spent 7 days or seven nights in Indiana, maybe even eight or nine, just in the past 2 months. I am now eligible to vote in the Indiana primary.
Now what you need to do is go to Sandy Barber and say, hey, let's get ND on the schedule for men's basketball and football, and then you can actually stay there. You won't have to worry about it.
I did. I've done a football game. I've done football games there. I've done six football games there. I'm trying to think. 84, 85, 86, 88, 90, and 2006. So I've done six football games there. And I've done one basketball game there. I did the NIT game there 2 years ago. So, I mean, check, done. All right, got it. I will say this. When you do fly into the airport there, you do fly right over the stadium and the arena.
Love it.
Like right over. They refer to it as Touchdown Jesus. Basketball people refer to it as Three-Point Jesus.
It's Touchdown Jesus. It's not anything else but Touchdown Jesus. Any other naming it as such is a violation.
Not a violation. Three-pointer is very important, and believe me, Notre Dame does not get the NCAA basketball tournament check and reject it.
Yeah, sure, but Touchdown Jesus is better.
Can't see it as well from the press box as you used to because of the stadium edition. But it's there. I've been to the grotto. The beautiful campus. I think the campus is gorgeous. Town? Okay. Town's like, all right. Campus? Wow. Campus is gorgeous. Really, really nice. Yeah, that's where we've been stopping to refuel. Like, okay. We're here in South Bend again. Okay, now what do we do? Let's wait for the truck to leave. Not all that exciting. All right. Then we'll have to do that going out to Iowa, I think. I said to Cappy the other day, I said, we're going to go to Iowa. Do we have to stop in South Bend again? He goes, oh, geez, yes. I said, okay. Just asking. Yeah, you know, wasn't looking for a commentary. Just looking for a yes or no, you know, because it adds time to the flight. As you can tell, I'm not a big complainer. Like, okay, it's fine.
How does DJ feel about all these stops?
DJ only had to do it, let's see, once.
Wow. All right.
Now I think he's going with us this time though. But when we went to Minneapolis, he flew from Philadelphia. But when we went to Nebraska, he went with us. I think he's going with us to Iowa. By the way, KJ Hamler met with the Philadelphia Eagles today. Did you know that?
I did not. Boom. Let's bring him. We can use him.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.